So in here also li an ashraba. So an ashraba is mastar muawwal. And it because of li, that mastar muawwal is now majroor because of li, you know. And if you don't say shurb, then we call li la muta'alil. But as soon as you an ashraba change into mastar, then li becomes harf jar. Now this is advanced, brother and sister. But you are now very strong. You can comprehend, inshallah. What is Mudarris saying, brothers and sisters? Tajidunahu. What is Tajiduna? Fi'lun mudari'un marfu'un bi thubutinun. Where is the file? Al-Waw. And what is who doing here? Maf'ulun bihi. Tajidunahu fi maktabil kabirati. The big bookstore. Allati, again, allati is a naat. Amama zarf al masjidi mudafilayhi. What will you call amama al masjidi? Silatul mausul. What will you call it? Silatul mausul. Tajiduna fiha. You'll find in it muajama. See, mafulun bihi for tajidu. Arbiyatan. Wa ajnabiyatan. وَمَسَاحِفَ This is the plural, brother. مَسَاحِفَ مُصْحَفٌ مَسَاحِفَ مُصْحَفٌ مِنْ بِلَادٍ If you don't have two kasras, put two kasras. مِلَادٍ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ This is your naat. وَسُّهُفًا What is suhufan? Newspaper. What is singular? Sahifatun. Sahifatun. Min Badarasan. He comes again here. Min Jamial Anahail Alam. From all over the world, from every corner of the world. All over the world. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? You will find newspaper from all over the world. Is this okay? Biladin. Biladin. Plural. Countries. This is plural, huh? And why Sister Sukhaina is mukhtalifa tin? Why tin?
Because of men.
Kullu jama'a mu'annas. That is the answer. Kullu jama'a mu'annas. So naat becomes mu'annas, singular. Bilad is plural. But the naat becomes... Don't forget this. Kullu jama mu'annas. And when you teach, when you will stand up and teach, you will relate this story. How this thing came about to be. Okay, fine. Yadkhul Ahmad. Ya fadilata shaykhi. Ana la ajidu mahfazati. Mahfazati. What is mahfazati? This is two words. Mahfazati. My wallet. Mahfazatun. I don't mafulun bihi wa huwa mudaf and mudafilehi. Mafazata and then mudafilehi. Okay. Afiha nukudun kathiratun. What is the translation?
A lot
of money in it. Naam fiha thalasu miyatiriya. Now we analyze it. This is a nice sentence. Fiha jar majrur shubu jumla khabar. Mukaddam, in advance. Where is our Mubtada? Thalasu, mashallah. See, now your mind can really understand. Thalasu is your Mubtada. Wahuwa, mudaf. And miyati, mudafilehi. And then? No. Wahuwa, mudaf. And riyalin, mudafilehi. Like that. Mudaf, mudafilehi, mudaf, mudafilehi. Mashallah, mashallah. May Allah bless you all, brothers and sisters. Okay. Aina wada'ataha. See, wada'ata. What is the meaning of wada'ata? Where did you put it? See here, wada'ata and ha. Fi'al, fa'il, mafulun bihi. So simple, brother. Wada'ata, ha. Fi'al, fa'il, mafulun. same thing. I put it alal maktabi, on the desk. Huna, here. Wa kharajtu, okay. I wrote down the sentence and it is coming here. Wa kharajtu li ashrabal ma'a. Change it, brother, into proper masdar. Kharajtu li shurbil ma'i. Kharajtu li shurbil ma'i. Got the idea? Inshallah. So, li ashraba. Who made ashraba fi'l mudari' mansub? Did the li make it? No. There is an unhidden mudmara. Unmudmara. That made it, inshallah. Al mudaris. Lima wada'taha. Lima wada'taha. Al al maktabi. Why did you put it on the desk? Hada khataun kabirun. This is a big mistake. Hada khataun kabirun. This is a big mistake. Yajibu. This is a very beautiful word, brother. Okay. What is the madi? Wajaba. Yajibu. Most of the time we will come across yajibu. An harful nasbin wa mastariyan. Tada'a fi'lun mudari'un mansubun. Fa'il mustatir. Taqdiruhu anta. What is ha? Brother, I'm saying this, I hope you are understanding. Inshallah. Now I give you a clue. Remember, amkana yumkinu? What is the normal pattern of fa'il in amkana yumkinu? Do you remember? Amkana yumkinu? Ayumkinuni an ajalis huna? Where is the file? An ajalisa. Is it possible for me to sit here? So an ajalis is al julus. Ayumkinuni al julusu huna? Are you with me? Remember? I hope you will revise these lessons, inshallah. So here, brothers, most of the time, yajibu will have its file, al-mastar, al-muhawwal. Make a note of it. Underline it. So where is the file here? An-tada'aha. So what is an-tada'a? Mastar muhawwal. Putting off it, okay, that is your file. But how will you translate it? It is necessary to put it in your pocket. Andada, to put. Remember? Or you can say, it is necessary putting off it in your pocket. Putting off it. You can say anyway, to put, Sister Mayanaz, or putting, these are all infinitive. And gerund, which is equal to Masdar Muawwal. Fine, brothers? So, yajibu, fi'lun, mudari'un, marfun, bidamma. Fine. Where is the file? Mastar mu'awwal. Then you will again go on. An harfu nasbin wa mastariyin. Tada'a, fi'lun, mudari'un, mansubun, bil fatah. Fa'il mustatir, takdiruhu anta. And then you will say, al mastar al mu'awwal. What will you say? Al-mastar, al-mu'awwal, fi mahalli raf'in. Raf'in, because fa'il is marfu. Fi mahalli raf'in, al-fa'il. Now, brothers and sisters, I again request you. Do not feel despair that you are not understanding everything. But I have a strong feeling that most of you are getting there. But if some of you are still weak, don't worry. It will be repeated, Brother Muhammad, many times in the next lessons. And you will become strong, inshallah. Okay. Because you missed 2-3 days, I will request you, either you can phone me or you can phone Sister Mayanaz. And she will explain you. And also, you can phone Sister Nusrat. She will also explain you. or in the break, ask this sheikh in front of you. MashaAllah, both of them are good, especially Brother Abdul Samad is very strong. You can ask him and he will explain you, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now the question is, وَجَدَ أَحْدٌ. Yes, Sister Rahima? Yes, Sister Mafulmi. So I will do it again here, brother. يَجِيبُ فَيَلُنْ مُدَارِيُنْ مَرْفُونَ بِدَمَّةِ أَنْ هَرْفُ نَسْبٍ وَمَسْتَرِيِنْ. Okay? And تَعْدَ فَيَلُنْ مُدَارِيُنْ مَنْسُوبٌ بِالْفَتَى فَعَيْلْ مُسْتَفِرْ تَقْدِيرُهُ أَنْتَ. What is هَا مَفُولٌ بِهِ مَنْسُوبٌ. And المستر المعول في محل رفع فاعل ما حفظته يا إخوان. So brother, وجد, where is the فاعل؟ أحد. What is the meaning? Did anyone find his wallet, oh brothers? خالد. What does he say? لم نجدها. لم نجدها. Or he could have said ما وجدناها. وجدناها. But instead of that, لم نجدها. Okay? Yeah, we did not find. Brothers and sisters, والضحى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى وَلَيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّأَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا لَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. We are going to analyze everything, inshallah. And brother, once you know this, and when you say in your salah, you are not translating, you are savoring, you are enjoying the sweetness of the Quran in its original matan, brother. And you will feel the difference, you know, inshallah. Okay? So here it is, Lam Najidha Ya Shaykhu. Umar says, Ha hiya thi. Here it is. What is ha hiya thi means? Here it is. Something is missing and all of a sudden you find it, so you express it this way. Here it is. Ha hiya thi. And if it is a, see, mahfazatun is a muannas. But if it is kalam or kitab, then you will say ha huwa za, like that. Okay? It is coming also in the lesson. In Naha, it is Tahta Kursiyi. In Naha, what is Ha? Where is Khabar in Naha? What is Tahta? Shibu Jumla. Zarf, Shibu. You will say Zarf, Shibu Jumla Khabar. And then you will define Kursi Mudaf Ilehi. Wahua Mudaf. And then He Mudaf Ilehi. Very good, brother. خذها. Take it. خذ. فعل أمر مبني على سكون. Where is the فاعل? مستتر. تقديره أنت. And what is ها doing here? مفعول به. Okay. Then after خذها, what is after? No. و is أطف. We can easily mistaken it as a فا كلمة. Wada'a. No, it is wa and da'a. Amar. Fi'lu amar mabni. Da'aha. What is the meaning of da'aha? Put it. Take it and put it. Where? Fi jaybika. In your pocket. Got the idea? I would request you to circle waw so that you do not confuse it as a part of because it is same fa kalima. So it is ataf. Or you can highlight it. Mashallah. Mashallah. Qama yakumu. To stand up. Yakumu Yahya. Wa yasiru. Are you with me? Qama yakumu. Sara yasiru. To walk slowly. Yakumu Yahya. Yakumu Yahya. Yahya stands up. Wa yasiru. And he walks. Nahwa. Nahwa means towards. This is zarf again. Nahwa is zarf. And nahwa al-mudarrisi. Mudaf ilayhi. See how beautiful the dialogues are, brothers and sisters? How beautiful they are? Kif ya wulayd? Kif? Stop ya wulayd. Wulayd, brother. Now we are going to learn. This is something very beautiful. Very, very beautiful in Arabic language. It is called ismu tasghir. Diminutive noun. They are used most of the time for endearment, to express your affection and love, but sometimes also to make fun of somebody, insult somebody. But most of the time it is for endearment. So this is very, very beautiful expression in Arabic. Now we have to understand there are many different forms of ismu tasghir, you know, saghir, make it short, diminutive nouns. It's all in the key, inshallah. We are going to read the key also. Okay. Brothers and sisters, the pattern is fu'ailun. If you can write down the pattern, fu'ailun. What is the pattern, brothers and sisters? Fu'ailun. See, fa'ala is there all the time. In the patterns, you will see the fa'ala. If the noun is three letters, only three letters, okay? Waladun, how many letters are there? Three. Kitabun, how many letters are there?
Four.
So that will not apply here. Kitab has got four. But anything which is three letters, this formula will apply. And you from waladun, you will make it ulaid. Abdun, ubaid. Zaharun, zuhay. Jabalun, jubail. Everything is small. Nahrun, nuhair. Kalbun, kulayn. Are you with me? See, when the first grandchild was born to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he named them Hasan. He named him Hasan, handsome, perfect Hasan, beautiful. And when the second grandchild was born, in our, you know, Indian Pakistani tradition, Chota Hasan. What you call it? Chota Hasan means first is a Bada Hasan, the next is Chota Hasan. That's what you call them. But not in Arabic. Hasan, when you say small Hasan, Hussein, on what pattern? Isn't it beautiful, brother? So when you say Hussein, it means small Hasan. So all the names that you see, Sohail, Humaid, these are all on the pattern of Fu'ailun. I thought this was very cool. This is very cool, brother. Hada shayun coolun. So here it is, brother, Fu'ailun. So it is Wulaidun. Remember, it is for endearment and sometimes insulting others. Rajulun. Rujal. You know, you call somebody Rujal means shouty. Tingu. Okay. So, like in Ibnun Bunay. You know in the Quran, Ya Bunayya. This is endearment. It is mutasghir. Inshallah, we are going to learn more. Okay. Kif ya wulayd. Stop, oh little boy, aina turidu an tazhaba? Where do you want to go? Okay. Ya fadilata shaykh, arju, I request. Arju also means please. Huh? And arju means hope also. It comes from raja. So actually it is hope. Then now when you say arju, then it means request. And also in English we don't say I request. What you say? Please. It means I request you. Huh? Arju and tasmahali. I please permit me. Huh? I request you to permit me bizahabi. Bi zahabi. Bi harjar. Zahabi ism majrur. What is zahabi? Master. From where? Zahaba. Okay. My, look at this. Change it, brother. Arju an tasmali bi an azhaba. Bi an azhaba. Because it is for me, you know. Huh? That I go. Lianna. Because abi. How many words are in Abi? Two. So where is the Ismu Lianna? Abba. Abba. That became Abi. Abi Yati. What is Yati? Coming. Coming. Ata Yati. Remember? We did it last time. Ata Yati. Okay, brother, I write down again. Ata. Yati. Brother and sister, five in your pocket, be careful. There is a Hamza there. Yati, Tati, Tati, Ati. What is it? Ati. And then Nati. Not Na. Then Nati. Because you can easily say Ati, Nati. No. Ati, Nati. Again. Yati, Tati, Tati, Ati Nati. Okay. Keep that in mind. Yati al Yawma il al Madina til Munawarati. Translation, brother. Please allow me to go because my father is coming to Madina Munawara today. MashaAllah. Now the question. Mata Yasiluhuna. When he is arriving here, when he is reaching here, tasilu ta'iratu. Where is the file? Ta'iratu. That is why it is tasilu. Tasilu ta'iratu means the plane is reaching, or plane is arriving. Are you with me? Min Jidda, from Jidda, fisatil wahidati, at 1 o'clock. Okay, it's arriving at 1 o'clock. Mata wasala abuka ila juddata. Mata wasala abuka. Translation? When did your father reach Jeddah? Wasala al-barihata. What is al-barihata? Zarf. Like al-yawma, amsi, al-barihata is zarf. Yesterday, last night. Wasala. Al-bariyata, bariyata is zarf. Zarfu zaman. What is the teacher saying? Idhab bisura. Idhab bisura. Go quickly. Go quickly. Idhab bisura. Bakiya. Now what is bakiya? This is madi. This is madi. Can you see the last kalima? It is ya. Brother, if there are no two dots, put two dots. Bakiya. Bakiya, nisfu sa'atin. Where is the file of bakiya? Nisfu. Only half an hour is left. Okay? Aw akallu. What is the meaning of akallu? Less than that. We are going to learn about this. Akallu is ismu tafdil, comparative degree, superlative degree. But it is here, comparative degree. Akallu, half an hour or less is left. Okay. Isma, listen. Arju and Tatiya Antatiya. See, Antatiya. Sister Hafsa. Tatiya. Make it there a proper fatha on ya, so that in future you will always be careful about that. Tatiya. Why Tatiya? Because it is naqis verb, and in naqis verb, when you make it mansub, you put a fatha there. Because in mudariya, it is only yati. But if you make it an, then it will be yatiya, tatiya. An tatiya bi abi ka ila baiti. Now, write down one more thing, brother. The board is getting filled up too much now. Okay. Ata yati means to come. Now I write down something else, brother. Ata bi. If you say ata yati, it means to come. But Sister Fatima, if you put after ata bi harfchar, then the meaning changes to bring. Are you with me, brother? Keep that in mind, because harfchar can change the meaning. And this is very common in English too, you know. Preposition will change the meaning. You know, if you use different prepositions, the meaning will change. So, ata bi means to bring. Huh? So, what is it, brother Isha? Arju antatiya bi means, please bring your father. Huh? What is the meaning? Please bring your father ila baiti, to my house. Huh? So, again, antatiya. Okay, that is your master mu'awwal. Mafulun bihi for arju. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. And bi harfjar, and what is abi? Abi ismun majrurun wa alamatu jarrihi al-ya'u li'annahu min al-asma'il khamsa wa huwa mudafun. Are you with me? See how clever and far-sighted Dr. Abdurrahim is, you know. All these sentences that he is you know, putting in the dars, with a small khamsa, he had to explain us a small khamsa. So that's why he explained us fully in the previous lesson. Now he will bring all these things. And inshallah we will understand with ease, you know. Every sentence of Dr. Abdurrahim has a purpose. Every lesson has a purpose. And only that purpose, nothing else. That makes these books exceptional books, brother. Exceptional. Because you will not find this kind of information anywhere else. After you study these books, then you will find all other books easy. Because then you will be able to take some from every book, you know. But foundation can only be established with Madina books of Dr. Ibrahim. Alhamdulillah. May Allah reward him in both the worlds, because his services are invaluable. For the last 35 years, he has written these books, never charged a penny for royalty. Not a penny. Once I joked with him. I said, Dr. Sahib, if you had charged royalty for the last 35 years, you would be sitting next to Bill Gates. You would have made a lot of money. Okay, but he is doing this fi sabilillah. So we will also, when we stand up and teach, inshallah, we'll do fi sabilillah, inshallah. Because there is nothing more precious in the world than getting the pleasure of Allah. Inshallah. Fine, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, okay, again inshallah. We are going to learn what inshallah is. Inshallah. And when you will learn, it will shock you. Okay? Because in is a shart. It's a conditional sentence. We are going to learn in book 3. Sa'atika bi. Again, bi has come. Remember, okay, if it is sa'ati means I will come. Sa'ati would be I will come. But sa'atika bi, I will bring. Are you with me? Atika bihi. Atika bihi. Okay? Gadan. So here, you can translate, I will bring him to you tomorrow. Or you can say, I will come to you with him, if you want to say. But I will bring him to you tomorrow. Ba'da salatil asri. Clear, brothers and sisters? Inshallah? He is for Abu, for his father. What is bihi, brothers and sisters? Jar majrur. No, I will bring him to you. That will be the... okay, inshallah. Okay. So when, brothers and sisters, you must remember, when the pronoun joins noun, we get mudaf mudaf ilayh. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jar majrur. And when we have pronoun joined by zarf, we get zarf and mudaf ilayh. Inshallah, you'll remember. When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. What did I say? When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. When the pronoun joins a zarf, what do we get? We get zarf and mudaf ilayhi. Did you get it? Inshallah. Number one, we did it. Okay, brothers and sisters? We did number one, we did number two, we did number three. Now we do number four. Mata tasilut ta'iratu min barisa. Translation, brother? Mata tasilut ta'iratu. Arriving. Arriving or reaching from Paris. What is the answer? Tasilu fisati. Hadiyata ashrata wa nisfi. Brother, here I want you to think. There are no typos. I want you to put hadiyata ashrata in bracket or highlight. Or highlight or bracket. What is the meaning of hadiyata ashrata? 11. MashaAllah. 11. 11. Brother, I see here fi sa'ati. And then it should have been hadiyati. Okay, it's not. Why? MashaAllah. 11 to 19, they are mabni ala fata. It is majrur, but it is mabni ala fata. That is why. 11 to 19, we got to remember. They are all mabni ala fata. And nisfi became proper. Okay, brother and sister, very beautiful sentence. Yajibu alayna. What is necessary on us? An nafaham al Quran al Kareem. What is an nafahama? Change into master. Yajibu alayna. It is must on us understanding of the Quran. Wa na'amala bihi, and put it into practice. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. How beautiful it is, brother. Now, yajibu. Fi'lun mudari'un marfun bi damma. Alayna jar majrur. An nafahama. It is your file. Faham. Quran al-Karim. No, if you were to put fahim, how will you then put it? Sister Manas, how will you put it? Yajibu alayna fah an nafahama, change into proper master. Fahimu al-Quran ni wal-Karimi. Got the idea? Write down somewhere. Fahimu al-Quran Nil Karimi. If you want to write down, that is, if you were to change Mastar Muawwal, it will change like this. Otherwise, an nafahama al Qur'ana mafulun bihi for nafahama. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? These are small things, but it will help you later on when you are reading Quran. It will open up so many things for you, brother. Wa na'mala. Why it is na'mala? Why it is na'mala and not na'malu? Ma'tufun ala nafahama. Ma'tufun ala nafahama. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Qala li tabibu, doctor said to me, da, hazal kursa, alal lisan. Alal? Alal lisan. What is the translation? Put this tablet on your tongue. Put it on your tongue, this tablet. Thumma mablahu, and swallow it. Ibla. What is the word? Ibla. What is the madi? Balia. Balia. Yab. Yablahu. What is the meaning of balia? To swallow. Write down, brothers and sisters. Balia, to swallow. And if it is balia, it has to be yablahu, bab samia. And amar will be ibla. If you can write down. Write down, brothers and sisters. I will write down here. Ba li a yab la'u, and amar will be ib la. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Very good.
Sa tajiduni fil baiti ba'd salat al-isha'i.
Inshallah. Sa tajiduni. What is tajidu? Fa'lun mudari'un marfu'un bi dhamma. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu anta. You will find me. What is noon? Nunu wikaya. And what is Ya Mutakallam doing here? Mafulun bihi. You will find me in the house Abdul Salat al-Isha. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? See, now these sentences, you can easily understand, alhamdulillah, and you can easily translate, alhamdulillah. Kifuna ya saik. Who's the saik?
Driver.
Saka yasuku. To drive. Driver. Kifuna yasai. Stop here, O driver. Why? Ana uridu an anzila. I want to get down. Make an anzila into master. Ana uridu nuzula. Nuzula. Ana uridu an nuzula. I want getting down here. Okay? Zinli. Zinli, wazana yazinu, zinli, weigh for me, kilograman, that is your mafulun bihi, minas sukkari, ya bakkalu, weigh for me 1 kilogram of sugar, greengrocer, okay, ya salma, دعي هذا الكتاب على مكتبي. Translation, brother. Put this book on my desk. Okay, now analyze دعي. فعل أمر. سأعرفه. فعل أمر. مبني على حذف نون. Because it is noon that has been dropped. And where is the file? Yeah. See. Okay, let us do, brother and sister. Anta tada'u. Then tada'ani. Tada'una. And then tada'ina. So when you say tada'ina, brothers and sisters, tada'ina, how do you make amar? What is left now? Da'i. Da'i. Fi'lu amrin. Da'i. Fi'lu amrin. Mabniun ala. Hathwi nun. And where is the file? Ya. But these are simple things, you know. Inshallah, you will keep in your mind and you will become very strong, inshallah. Limaza takifu hina ya akhi. Translation, Limaza takifu hina ya akhi. Why are you standing here? Stop. Stopping here? Ejulis, please sit down. Okay. La takif fit tariq. Do not stand in the street. Okay. This is very beautiful verse. See, now from now onwards, Dr. Abdurrahim will bring verses of Quran. Into the dars, inshallah. Kala Allahu Azza wa Jal. Azza wa Jal, like we say, Ta'ala, Allahu Ta'ala, you know. So put Azza wa Jal into bracket. Because this is parenthetical sentence. It has got nothing to do with what is coming. For example, whenever we say Muhammad, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is a parenthetical sentence. So azza wa jal is a parenthetical sentence. Fi surati sab'in. Ya'lamu. What is the meaning of ya'lamu? He knows. He knows. What is the madi? Alima. Alima. Write down alima if you are not 100% sure. You know. Write down alima ya'lamu. He knows. Ma yaliju. What is the meaning of walaja? To enter. What is the meaning of walaja? Dakhala. Walaja means dakhala. He knows ma yaliju fil ardi. Okay, brother, now I am putting you to test. He knows. Knows what? What is ma here? Mafurun bihi. But it is ismu mausula. Ma al mausulatu. So it is mafulundi. And what should come after that? Suratul mausul. Alhamdulillah. Vama. That is ataf. Ala other reverse ma. Yakhruju minha. Vama again waw and ataf. And ma goes back to the first ma. Yanzilu minas samai. And what comes from the sky. Wama ya'ruju fiha. What is the meaning of ya'ruju? To ascend. To go up. To ascend, brother and sister. Araja ya'ruju. Bab nasara. Araja ya'ruju. You see, I will, you know, request you that it will be a good habit whenever a new verb comes and you are not, it is for the first time and you are not 100% sure, write down Madhi Mudariya. So that when you are revising, it will make it easy for you. And after few times, it will take a permanent residence in your hard drive. Okay. Okay, inshallah.